Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yes, indeed it is. How the heck are you? Sometimes certain things just work in certain mysterious ways. I had Russian hackers get into my Uber account today and steal my American Express and charge 1,100 rubles for a phony Uber ride in the Netherlands today. It happens, I guess. But I now know how they operate. They are sneaky. They are sneaky. But we caught them. There's nothing they can do about it. So I say that just because I want you to be careful out there, okay? You really got to pay attention to this stuff. Here's Mark's public service announcement today. It can happen to you. No idea. It was not an identity theft thing. It was, and I don't think it was even me. I think Uber got hacked. They just happened to get into my account. I'm sure I'm not the only one they got into today. But what these guys do is they hit your credit card on file with a quick charge. And if it gets approved instantly, this case it was $2.07, it got approved right away. And then they cancel that charge immediately, go in and make an 1,100 ruble charge. That 1,100 rubles came out to be like $19.75. So they move on. But the fact of the matter is, most people don't pay attention to that stuff. You need to pay attention to that stuff. That's my public service announcement for the day. Don't want it to happen to you, but fortunately, American Express, really good, takes care of that stuff instantly. So please be careful out there, okay? There are evil people who do evil things that couldn't care less about you. Just make sure you understand that and you're aware of that. I love days like today because I don't have to work too hard. Let me explain what I mean by that. The Alan Corwin experience begins right now. Alan, how the heck are you?
Great. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing wonderful, man. Hey, I don't know if you caught me there. We were trying to get you on the line, but Russian hackers got a hold of me today. You got to watch out for that stuff, don't you?
Is it really Russians? I just couldn't get through. This number is not a working number kind of thing. But here I am. Who cares?
Well, you know, it really was Russians because I got all these messages, these email messages in Russian, and they get a hold of you. They break into Uber and stuff like that. It's not you that they're getting into. It's the account. It's the company that they get into. And who knows? But, you know, it's a great opportunity for me to mention that this stuff happens to everybody and it can happen to you. That means worse things can happen to everybody and can happen to you too, can't they, Alan, in real life, can't they?
I guess so. I have a charge on my credit card, and had you not called, I'd be on the phone with my credit card company for a meal at a restaurant that I know but never eat in. So I got to check that out, and God knows what else is coming down the pike because of that. You know, when the Internet started, it was wonderful. It was great. It was working. There was none of this scamming. And then everybody got, or a bunch of criminals got wise. And now the thing is obliterated with viruses and worms and bad guys. And it reminds me of a line I've been using on some of these anti-gun people. They keep saying people kill people and bullets kill people. They're completely wrong. People don't kill people. Criminals kill people. And John Locke's got a new study out. It's remarkable. All the murders happen in 5% of the counties in the United States. 5% of the counties. Now, I've been saying this for 10 years. You look at a map, and the murders aren't in the streets. The murders aren't happening in America. It's a geographic, demographic, socioeconomic problem. But the people who want to ban guns don't want to recognize that because it spoils their narrative. Something like 70% of the counties in America never experience a homicide, but there's plenty of guns. North Scottsdale, bristling with guns, no murders. South Phoenix, lots of murders. And it's not a gun problem, it's a demographic problem. It's the ghettos, and the left won't use that word.
Alan, we've talked about this, and this is a fun topic, very provocative. You and I have talked about this in some form on this program or the Monster program in particular.
More than once.
Many more than one time. And I think it's important we go over here today. I'm glad you mentioned that study. I talked to Dr. Lott today at great length. Dr. Lott will be on the program with me this coming Sunday. particularly to discuss what you just mentioned. This is why I love when you come on. You see, this is the Alan Corwin experience. I got a hold of Alan late in the day and said, you got to jump on the air with me, my friend. And he does, and this is the way it works. Great minds think alike. I'm talking about you and Dr. Lott, not necessarily mine. But I'll throw myself in there just for good measure, okay?
I'm
I was privy to the conversation.
In that sentence.
Here's the thing. He's been the breakdown, and I haven't had a chance to go through a lot. I've kind of, as much as I hate to admit it, I've headline surfed what his latest study finds. But, Alan, it is exactly what we've talked about for years. Let me give you a real-life example from just this weekend.
Can you
I was
imagine
at the National...
if the media covered this even a little?
Oh, well, it would destroy their narrative.
Did you see the headline on the NRA show in USA Today? Thousands of NRA members met in a concrete room. First of all, yeah. It was tens of thousands of NRA members. A concrete room? They made it sound like they met in a bunker. They met in the largest conference hall in Atlanta, which was the largest conference hall in the United States of America. They called it a concrete room.
81,836 attendees, of which I was a part of, and you were sorely missed too, by the way, but you already know that. 81,836 attendees, probably an educated guess, more than 80% of whom were armed, many of them openly.
And
we
all
did
got
not
out
see.
Alive.
We all got out alive. There were no problems. Police officers were mulling about talking to those armed individuals about their holsters, their guns, their belts, their magazine carriers, whatever shirts they were wearing. This was a family gathering 81,000 strong. But to point out the fact that we all got out alive, that there were no negligent discharges, that nobody robbed the coffee stand inside that concrete bunker, and we all had a great time, and never did the media point out that it was the safest city in America this weekend, because why, Alan? It would literally crush their narrative in its entirety instantly. They would immediately destroy years and years of their false reporting. Is that a true statement?
They keep, yes, absolutely. Thousands of NRA members, not tens of thousands, thousands of NRA members who gathered in a concrete convention hall in downtown Atlanta. Unbelievable. They talked the other day about Trump supporters of their president. Not the president, their president. This thing is a Democratic, wholly owned subsidiary Pravda propaganda rag. And that's what we are up against. The ethics, there is no ethics. They have a code of ethics. You can look at it, but it's nonsense. It infuriates me.
Well, it should infuriate
you. What I'm coming up with to battle this stuff.
I can't wait to see it. Let me get this information out for people, too. You're listening to Alan Corwin. Alan Corwin is the purveyor, the mind, the thought leader behind gunlaws.com. Now, I want you to go there. And look, you've got homework to do on this program. I leave you homework from time to time. One of the things I ask you to do as homework is to make sure to sign up for the Enemy Camps letters. I want you to go to thetrace.org and sign up. I want you to go to Everytown and sign up. I want you to go to Mom's Demand and sign up. I want you to read their emails. I want you to read their propaganda. That's your homework assignment every single day on Armed American Radio and, of course, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, both shows. That's what I want you to do. You read the propaganda, but you've also got it on the flip side here, but it's not propaganda. It's the counter to the propaganda that you read about on these other liberal rags, the gun-grabbing rags. And that's gunlaws.com, page 9. Is incredible. Everybody can sign up for page 9 at gunlaws.com. Correct me if I'm giving out bad info, Alan.
No, that's right, gunlaws.com. And I just found something that knocked my socks off called the red pill. Are you familiar with this one yet?
Somewhat, yes. I haven't been too deep in it, but I'm aware of it.
The red pill is the men's rights movement, and it is the opposite of feminism. And man, oh man, who knew? It opened my eyes. I thought my eyes were open. They're half shut. Just Google the red pill and be prepared to curl your hair.
It comes from the Matrix, right? You can take the blue pill or the red pill.
I think that's where they get it from, but it goes so much further than that. But gunlaws.com will move you in the right direction, and I'm working on a bunch of things. We've only got an hour, but go ahead and get your stuff out already before they start playing music.
Oh, just go to gunlaws.com. Go to gunlaws.com, sign up for it. We're getting ready to take a break. I wanted listeners to understand on this program, because you're heard much more often on the Monster broadcast, and I love bringing you to the daytime show. We've got a lot to talk about with you. I want to go back to the NRA. Regardless, Alan, I know your schedule wouldn't allow you to be there this year, and that's okay. We can talk about what went on, and we can talk about coverage or lack of it. But then when we come back, I want to talk about some Page 9 things. I want to find out what you're up to. And, boy, I tell you, I'd love to get provocative and controversial with you and discuss with you those demographics. Boy, the media doesn't like to touch them, and they call us bad things for doing it. Tough. Someone has to tell the truth. And John Lott opened up this can. We'll be back with the great Alan Corwin Experience right after this.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours. Thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today. And there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety, and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Mark, you should get a kick out of this job listing. This comes from Mike Fatah. He says, "Hey, Mark, I live in Arizona, and I'm trying to make a career move from the electronic entertainment industry into the firearms industry. I was doing some searching and came across this job listing in Scottsdale for Axon, which used to be a Taser International. The takeaway quote is this: how do we do it? Make the bullet obsolete. We're working on technology to make the bullet obsolete. Swords are cool, but they're no longer relevant. In a few years, we expect firearms to be in the same category as the technology behind Taser smart weapons continues to advance." All right. So they want to make bullets obsolete and outfit law enforcement with less lethal technology. Can't wait to see if the criminals follow suit. Enjoy, Mike. Mike, I appreciate you being engaged, man. Let's go to Alan Corwin, who's out there in Scottsdale, Arizona. Alan, are bullets ever going to be made obsolete by tasers?
No, by phasers.
Ah, maybe lasers or phasers, do you think?
I'm waiting for an officer's Class 3 phaser with stun and kill settings, but that's going to be a ways down the road. But the Second Amendment says arms, not guns. So phasers clearly are arms, so that would be good. But let's get to something real. I want to end gun stupidity and gun discrimination and institute a culture of marksmanship. This trio of effects will move us ahead in a way that's not happening. Nobody's looking at it seriously like I am. And right now we're under Jim Crow laws. If you remember Jim Crow from the Civil Law, the Civil War, the war against the states, the war of Northern aggression, it was based on an actor who did mocking routines of black people as dumb, toothless, ignorant. You know, it was very bigoted and prejudiced. And that's what we face today as gun owners. They treat us as rubes and ignorant, toothless idiots. Well, that's discrimination. It's disgraceful. It's obnoxious. It's offensive. And it has to end. And the people doing it belong in prison. You can't mock gun owners with impunity. Oh, well, he owns a gun. He's an idiot. That person belongs in prison for discrimination. It's Jim Crow in modern times against decent, honest, hardworking individuals, men and women who hold down jobs, who have children, who teach schools, who do the things that keep America running. And the idea that the elitists on the coasts and in Hollywood and in the media who would treat gun owners as if they're the modern-day Negro and that they can do whatever they want to them, that is modern-day discrimination, that is Jim Crow, that is the civil rights battle of our time, and it has to end. And when we see this happening, when somebody says, you can't eat here because you have a gun, that's like saying no blacks at the lunch counter. Who the hell do they think they are? This is unacceptable behavior. Those people belong in prison, castigated, outcast from society, called out for what they're doing. It's no longer acceptable. Discrimination is a crime, and the protected groups and the elite classes, this is going to end and become obvious. We're not going to accept it anymore. And the media and the people who do it as if they're right, they're wrong. We're right, and that's going to change.
All right,
other than
then,
that, I have nothing to say.
Well, we're going to go here because you've opened up something that you've expanded something without knowing what I said yesterday. And this is what I love about it. I love this. This is the Alan Corwin experience, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I'm talking about. Alan, this is why I love to have you on the program.
You're going to be able to read about this on gunlaws.com. If you hadn't interrupted me with your stupid program, Mark, I would be writing about this right now and getting it out. You know I'm being facetious. It's because of you that I get the word out and that people go to gunlaws.com and sign up so they can get it hot off the press before it hits Daily Caller and Town Hall and my own blog, Page 9. And you're getting me infuriated. I'm going to be writing up a storm when we're done with this show because I can't take it anymore.
Angry Alan is out of the box. Angry Mark came out of the box last week, and fans just loved it. Let me get you angrier. I'm going to have to do it because you didn't know what I talked about yesterday. And let me go here.
What was it?
This from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. You're talking about civil rights, and I can't wait to get your explanation. We're going to probably finish out this segment, maybe a large chunk of the next segment with this. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported on this. I've talked about it many, many times on the show, and I'll give you the headline.
John Lewis rallies gun control advocates as NRA convention continues Saturday in Atlanta. Let me read you part of this, and I'm going to quote from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It's updated 11:20 a.m. Saturday is when the piece came out on the 29th. Atlanta's U.S. Representative John Lewis, now let me throw this caveat in because this is the way the media portrays him, as civil rights icon. You remember, Alan, what Alan just told you about civil rights? Let's go. Atlanta U.S. Representative John Lewis urged a cheering crowd to be brave, be bold in pushing for gun control while declining to say President Trump's name out loud while referencing the president's visit Friday to the NRA conference. Quoting civil rights icon John Lewis, I must say to the NRA that you are not welcome here in the 5th District. You are not welcome here in Atlanta. We need to make our cities, our states, our neighborhoods free of gun violence. The man who came yesterday and spoke, it was the first time since Ronald Reagan that a president would come to speak to the NRA. Sometime you have got to get angry. You have to have a sense of righteous indignation. Well, I have it, and I'm fired up. That is from civil rights icon representative from Georgia covering Atlanta's 5th District, John Lewis. Apparently, Alan, John Lewis was unaware that while he was standing there with about 2 dozen to 3 dozen angry moms in orange-clad shirts, or clad in orange shirts, that he was in the safest city in America, his city, the safest city in America. While he was uttering those words, murders were occurring throughout the country, particularly Chicago and Baltimore, every other Democrat-controlled city, gun-controlled city, where they're now seeking FBI help to stop the carnage. John Lewis was belittling me. And he was belittling you, and he was saying, by saying the NRA isn't welcome, that we aren't welcome.
So let me
while he was in the safest city in the country.
Let me translate what he said. You black people aren't welcome here in our city, and if you black people show up again, we're going to throw you out. Who do you think you are, bringing your black crime, bringing your black guns and holding on to this black stuff? This black stuff has to end, and I'm a black guy, and I'm going to tell you white people that you black gun owners aren't welcome. And if your woman has a black gun in her bag, then you're not eating in this restaurant, and this has to end, and that's the way it's going to be, and if you don't like it, you can go somewhere else. That's what he's saying. That's what his understanding of civil rights is. The fact that this is a civil right in the Constitution since the country started doesn't matter to this guy. And the fact that black people are killing other black people in the black ghettos because he built up a social network of, social, I don't even know what they call it anymore. It's
social justice warriors. Let me stop you there.
And well,
we're getting ready to take a break. We're getting ready to take a break. This is a great time for you to take a breather.
This guy is so off the wall. He's a Jim Crow advocate. You got a black gun in your handbag, you can't go eat. Go eat somewhere else. This water fountain isn't for you. You can't come to our convention center. I'm a black guy. I know better than you do. Take your guns out of here. You're peaceful. You're not doing anything. And in our ghetto, we're killing each other, and that's okay. And they don't want to stop it because they get political capital out of it. He is so corrupt and offensive, the guy belongs in prison. How dare
he? I'm going to stop it right there. The Alan Corwin Experience will return. Whew, cold water and a breath. We'll be right back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, I got so fired up listening to Alan get fired up that I'm standing up now. I've lifted this mic boom up because I needed to stand up. I don't want the blood pooling. Alan, I gotta come back. We're talking to the great Alan Corwin. There's a reason I call his segments the Alan Corwin Experience. And for those of you who might be new listeners, I'll tell you now, he is the only individual guest I've had over the years that I have named a segment specifically after him. Now you know why. Alan, welcome back to the show. Let me go back to John Lewis for a minute, because what I'm about to ask is a legitimate question that mainstream. Let me clarify. We'll take the language back. This show is mainstream. Breitbart News is mainstream. Town Hall is mainstream. CNN, the rest of the fake news outlets are anything but. They are liberal propaganda progressive machines. They are not mainstream. In this particular case, John Lewis gets a tremendous amount of coverage. John Lewis is mentioned as the civil rights icon. And I gave John Lewis all the credit he's due because of what he went through in marches and having his head back. I get all that. But what I don't get, Alan Corwin, is how can you be a civil rights icon and step all over my civil rights that you say have been enumerated, are in our Constitution, our founding documents from day one, and he doesn't like that civil right? How does that work, Alan? Because I'll tell you something. I would fight and die for his right to say what he said in Atlanta. Wouldn't he feel the same about my right to own and carry a firearm?
Of course not. What he does and what these other people do is fraudulent. And let me calm down. My books, I've written 14 books, 10 of them on gun laws. that you'll see at gunlaws.com. If you have a gun and you want to know what the right, your rights are, you get a book on the gun laws. That's what intelligent gun owners do. Let me switch a little bit, okay? I got some of the piss and vinegar out of my system. What the lamestream is doing, they claim to be the majority. They're clearly in the minority. We're suffering through what I call gun stupidity, and I'm writing an editorial on this. Gun stupidity is the stuff you see on TV and in the news about guns that is flat out wrong. Guns never run out of ammo. Sylvester Stallone can outrun a machine gun, but he can offhand, one-handed, shoot people at 100 yards and hit every single one of them. We see nothing accurate. Even the print ads in People magazine for the new shows coming out, everybody's holding a gun. They're all holding it wrong. They got their thumbs behind the semi-auto where the returning slide takes the skin off your fingers. They don't know enough about guns to do anything right. So the public is being misinformed at every step. Gun stupidity has to end. The schools aren't teaching, so people get hurt because they don't know. They think guns are toys. They don't know how to pick up a gun safely. They don't know any of the gun safety rules, whether it's Jeff Cooper's All Guns Are Always Loaded, or the NRA's original Treat Every Gun As If It's Loaded, or the new NRA rule, which is don't point the gun at anything you don't want to shoot, or whatever it is. Only gun stupidity is perpetrated by the fake news outlets and the mainstream outlets and the cable outlets. Gun stupidity has to end. It's almost a criminal act of negligence, recklessness, and dangerousness. It has to end. We have to inject reason and calm and education and factual material about firearms. And it'll lead to what I call a culture of marksmanship, where everybody knows about guns and knows how to do it properly. We're now seeing black women teaching firearms use and the Second Amendment to black women in the inner city, in ghettos. This is good. Now, some of them are being called names for doing this. They're being called Uncle Toms for teaching gun safety. That's wrong. That's Jim Crow being forced on the victims of Jim Crow. Look up Jim Crow. That was when whites made laws to disarm blacks to keep them in slavery after slavery ended. That has to end. It's still being done today by the smiling faces on the late night talk shows and the smiling faces on the news shows. We need a culture of marksmanship where even in elite ivory towers, people look at each other and say, you don't own a gun? Really? Like, are you disabled? Is there something wrong with you? Because it's natural. It's normal. It's what people do. It's a specific enumerated right. That's what the Supreme Court called it. And it is a specific enumerated right. It's the right thing to do. When you meet a lefty who says, well, I would never have a gun in my house, you look at them and you say, well, that's dangerous. And they never thought of that. They think it's dangerous to have a gun. It's safe to have a gun. It's dangerous to not have a gun. They don't understand the most fundamental elements, and that has to be turned around. Who's going to turn it around? Gun owners. People who understand that writing your name on an arbitrary list that the government keeps to keep people out of airplanes is ludicrous. It's tyrannical. You mean there's people who are so dangerous they can't go through a metal detector? That's what Obama wanted? Hussein Obama? You can't use his middle name because it sounds Arabic and you might think he's Arabic? You can't say Hussein Obama? You can use every other president's middle name, but you can't use that guy? And these people think that way? This has to end. We're living in a dream world with people whose heads are up where the sun doesn't shine. And it's time for that to stop. No more Jim Crow. No more gay bashing of gun owners. No more discrimination. No more gun stupidity. A culture of marksmanship. We have to move to a place of sanity and reason. And most of all, we have to stop the bigots who are allowing and encouraging black people to kill each other in the ghettos so they can say, look at all the murders, we have to take the guns away, which is the most irrational position possible. Because if all the guns went away, if they passed a law to ban, confiscate, and remove every gun in America, the communist Chinese would still make guns. And the Russians would still make guns. And they would import them here the way they import cocaine, which is totally illegal. And you'd be able to buy it for low, low discount prices 24 hours a day in every American city. These people don't realize, can't think, and they would go if only the guns would go away. They just don't get it, and it's up to Mark and me and people like us to figure it out for them and to institute sanity and to remove the Jim Crow laws that ended in 1960 for black people and institute it for black guns.
All right, that was beautiful, and I got to tell you, that made a best of clip. It did. It really did, as many of your clips on the show do, Alan, as you know. Let me give you two real-life examples here. You talk about the Jim Crow laws, the racist roots of gun control. Anybody who understands gun control and the inception of gun control understands exactly what you said, the very racist roots of gun control. And they didn't all. The Jim Crow laws didn't go away in the 1960s, unfortunately. Sure. Sadly, one of them outlasted right here in the state of Georgia, where I bring Armed American Radio and the Daily Defense Program to you all over the country, just a couple, three, 4 years ago, when SB 386 passed and was signed into law here in the state of Georgia. What that did was eliminated what was called the public gathering laws. Alan, you know something about these. The public gathering laws were gun control laws instituted right after the Civil War, as you mentioned, Alan, to keep armed blacks from gathering with weapons. Blacks from gathering with weapons. Public gathering laws. And we finally wiped out these Jim Crow racist roots of gun control in the state here just a handful of years ago.
Wow.
Right here in the state of Georgia. And it's incredible to talk about that and to think about that. And it was GeorgiaCarry.org and Jerry Henry and the rest of the crew, and I'm a proud member of that organization, that got rid of that. That absolutely got rid of that. Now, Alan, we're getting ready to take a break here. When we come back, really provocative stuff from you. I appreciate it very much. When we come back to these Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios, we'll tie some things up with you. Want to talk a little bit about the book. But before we do that, I've got a question for you, so I'll give you a heads up. Don't we have a really good head start on what it is you want to do, considering there are over 100 million gun owners in America already? Back right after this with Alan Corwin Experience.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, fastest hour in radio, getting ready to come to a close. Thanks for joining me today. And man, for all the folks sending me emails who were at the National Rifle Association convention. And let me give you a point, a piece of advice. When you send me an email and tell me it was great meeting me, please give me more than your first name. Because I want to respond back to you. I always do. But, you know, I met a lot of people there. A lot of people came up and said hello. So please give me a reminder. Where were we? Where did I meet you? I was all over that floor. And I would really appreciate that because I it's tough for my brain to work like that anymore. I can't remember each individual. So I can when you remind me of it and you place me there, okay? So, okay, Sean, no comment. No comment at all from Sean Till. Let's go back to Alan Corwin. The Alan Corwin experience continues. You know why I call this the Alan Corwin experience. It is an experience to have Alan on. The wit, the wisdom, the brilliance. He and I are so like-minded. That means you're like-minded. We are together because this is mainstream. This is the way real America thinks, not the way they tell you on even Fox News. Lord knows what's happening over there right now anyway, right? Specifically not CNN and the rest of them. Alan, before I go with what I left off before the break, I thought it was extremely ironic, and the irony was not lost on many thousands of people and many, 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 many hundreds of people I spoke to, that the fake news CNN headquarters was attached to the George World Congress Center just about all in that same complex. Really fun to see 81,000 people funnel through there, and all those armed individuals staying at the Omni at the CNN Plaza was wonderful, brother. I just got to let that one out.
Yeah, they probably didn't like it and kept their mouths shut by and large. I didn't see a lot of coverage of it. Of course, what can I tell you? Let me switch subjects because we only have...
Well, wait a minute. I have to go back to the question I asked just so we can move on, and then I want to turn that over to you. Going back to your brilliant comments about a culture of marksmanship and how gun owners, it's up to us to do, as you mentioned. Don't we have already a pretty good head start there, being that there are an estimated 100 plus million armed Americans already? Wouldn't that give us a great head start, Alan?
And what does that mean, Mark? What does that do for us? A lot of people have guns and don't care, don't have the consciousness, don't act. Okay, we're armed, right? If the Japanese invade us, we can shoot at them. No, I'm not sure that's a good start. The idea of a culture of marksmanship is a mind change. It's a change of the paradigm. It's a way to start thinking differently. When there's a sign that says you can't eat here, blacks used to go to a different restaurant. They had a green book of where you could travel to. That has to stop. That's unacceptable. We can't do that anymore. The idea that
so that no gun sign is the same thing as no blacks at this counter, isn't it?
Exactly. It's the exact same thing. And the media should not tolerate it. The fact that the media promotes the idea is the same as saying blacks are dangerous, they smell bad, we can't have them in here, they'll corrupt your children, we don't want blacks, it's, you know, this is not right. That's what they're doing. They're saying, you hate me because I'm black.
And okay, well, why do they? Well, how come they get away with this, Alan? Very important, very provocative conversation. I want listeners to hear this. Why do they get away with this?
Because we let them. Because we
ah, there you go.
Up. There's no Rosa Parks to sit down in the bus with her gun and say, I'm taking a ride. I'm tired. I'm not walking home. I want to eat my hamburger. You can't keep me out. I'm legal. I'm doing nothing wrong. This is a right. I'm doing nothing. You want to do something? Go into the inner city and arrest the criminals. Stop the welfare that's keeping it a ghetto and admit that you're the problem and that the fact that you pay people to have babies out of wedlock, that that's the problem, and admit that you're the reason we have these issues, not the fact that I own a firearm and I'm legal. Without a permit. Don't tell me I got to have a permit. He had a gun and it wasn't licensed. So what? I have a bicycle and it's not licensed. I have clothing and it's not licensed. I eat red meat and I don't have a permit to eat red meat. And everybody knows that's dangerous. And I buy salt and I buy refined sugar. What is this craziness you got to have the government on it? That's just out of hand, out of culture. It's wrong. And you say we have a head start. Let me talk about this head start because Trump seems to be doing the right thing. But we introduced H.R. 367, the Hearing Protection Act, and we introduced H.R. 38, the Firearms, the Reciprocity Act. They're sitting still. Where are the 100 million gun owners saying, pass the damn things? They're sitting still. Oh, Trump's got to deal with tax reform. Trump's got to deal with Obamacare. Trump's got to deal with the Democrats who are obstructionists, which they blame the Republicans for being. They're both obstructionists. These are good bills. These bills have to move. We should be talking to our legislators to pass, and I have them up at gunlaws.com, H.R. 367 under page 9. Click the page 9 button. That's my blog. H.R. 367 is good legislation. H.R. 38 is good legislation. The media doesn't even give you the numbers, so you can't go see them. And these bills are actually written in English. You should be able to travel with your firearm without getting a permit for every state you're in. Well, buying our traveler's guide that tells you which states allow you to travel while you're black. I mean, while you have your black gun. You shouldn't need a list. You should have rights. They shouldn't treat you like you're a Negro under the Jim Crow laws. That's outrageous. The reporters who say, how come you have a gun, are like asking you, how come you're black? You're driving while you're black. That's a crime. This is unacceptable. People's consciousness, there is none. Oh, we can't go in there, honey. They have a no-gun sign. That's like no blacks. This is Jim Crow. It still exists, and we accept it. It's time to stop accepting it.
You know, let me say this. I don't think we accept it. I don't think we've framed it the way you're framing it here.
Then
now, the two of us, we have to reframe it. The two of us have had these conversations. We've had these conversations privately. We've had these conversations publicly many times on the program. I don't think we've touched on it quite this deep as you are today.
Well, it's a new idea for me, too. I came up with it, and I've been working on it. I've been writing about it. I'm publishing about it. I'm on the air with you about it. A culture of marksmanship, an end to gun discrimination. It's gunnist, right? We got racist and ageist and you name all the ists and isms.
Gunnist, huh? I like it.
This is gunism. Oh, we don't let people in here with guns. Well, that's gunnist. And you're being gunnist, and we don't accept gunism anymore. Guns are good. Guns save lives. Guns protect you. Guns stop crime. Guns are why America is still free. And we don't accept people who block our access to anything public, to people who are legal, especially women, especially blacks, especially the disabled. They have a right to keep and bear arms, and having a firearm is simple possession of private property, and unless you're doing something wrong, there's no reason to stop you, investigate you, look up your gun. There's just nothing wrong with it, and people who are doing that should be ashamed of themselves, should be ostracized, should be called out publicly. This congressman in the Atlanta Constitution should be humiliated out of office. How dare he stand up against civil rights? And I know this guy. He's black. And he's standing there saying, you're blacker than I am, so we're going to keep you out of the restaurant, but I can go in because I'm less black than you are. How dare he? This is an outrageous affront to civilization, and he thinks he's a good guy, and the Atlanta Constitution gives him a lot of space for the few thousand people in the concrete bunker.
But the few thousand people. I was one of them. Excuse me. Alan Corwin, I've got to stop you there, brother. We're getting ready to end the program. I want to thank you publicly for making my life so much easier today. Every time you appear on my show, it's a little bit easier on me, because I get to sit back and listen to the wit and wisdom of the great Alan Corwin, and it is an experience. Gunlaws.com, gunlaws.com. Make sure to sign up. This is your homework assignment for the day. Alan, you're a homework assignment for listeners. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it, and thanks for everything you do, okay?
Thank you, Mark. You're doing a great job.
Go take that out on the pen. You're 3 hours behind me on live radio right now, so you've got plenty of time to write. That's your homework. Today is to give me something else to read. Thank you, Alan Corwin. Gunlaws.com. I don't know what else to tell you. If that didn't sway you enough to go check it out, nothing will. Get off your duff, go visit the enemies of freedom, and then go read Alan Corwin's Gunlaws.com. You're going to get an education, I'm telling you. In the meantime, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone, and I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your